Well, hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and we are on the air at Spring Hill Suites in Chicago. And so anyway, here we are. We're at the Akashic Record Consultants International Conference, and we're going to have some folks that were at the conference on the air with us. And we're glad that you can join us, too. So you can call in your questions, and we can have a good time talking about the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records, for those people who don't know, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And this is a live show. Last week we did a pre-recorded show, but you are live, and you're going to be able to call in your questions. We're going to have some folks who work in the Akashic Records on the air with us. And your question can be answered by more than one person. So if you have some curiosities about the Akashic Records, or if you have some curiosities about what's going on in your life, we don't necessarily do futures or past lives, but we help you understand why certain things have happened in your life. If you're looking for guidance or insight about your life or about people in your life, or your job or your career, we can certainly help you with that. So if you're curious to learn more about what the Akashic Records are, well, I suggest you go to www.akashicrecordconsultantsinternational.org, and you can learn all about the Akashic Records there, or you can go to my website. That, in fact, if you go up to the BBS website where the show is, you can click on to information about the show and receive a lot more information that way. So, again, we are here live in Chicago, and we have one of our favorite friends here. We have Nikki Lopresti. She's going to be on the air talking to us. And we have some other folks, too. So, hey, Nikki, are you ready to come over and ask questions? I guess not. So we're going to wait for Nikki to be ready. Okay. All right. So, and we have Stevie Levine, and Stevie has come forward. And Stevie is from Florida, and she's going to say hello to you folks. Stevie, we're not on a speakerphone, so you have to kind of speak with me here. Okay. All right. So, Stevie, where in Florida are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville.
Great. And how long have you been working in the Akashic Records?
Since 2004.
Oh, okay, so quite a few years.
Right.
And you're doing your work to become a certified consultant, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what drew you to the Akashic Records?
Actually, a good friend of mine who is very interested in spiritual work told me that there was a woman in Asheville that I needed to call.
Okay.
Okay, and when I called her, she said, I think if you have the tools, you could do what I'm doing.
Oh, that's great. And that was Rosemary Swanson, or who was that?
Well, she led me to a woman who lived in Asheville, whose name eludes me at this moment.
Okay.
And she said, call her, and she'll tell you what you need to do. And I found myself taking level one with Rosemarie, who traveled to Asheville.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So Rosemarie Swanson is our president, and Rosemarie is the president of Akashic Record Consultants International. And so what we do is, why we're here in Chicago, is folks have come up from all over the country to meet each other and come together and work in the Akashic Records. So just to give you a kind of an outline of how we access the Akashic Records. We access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer. And it's a sacred prayer, and it's a specific prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And what it does is it makes all the information accessible once you say the prayer the appropriate way. And then what we do is we ask questions that are curious to us about why things work the way they do in life and why they work the way they do in the world and all sorts of wonderful things. So there have been some very interesting processes this past weekend with various teachers presenting and really helping us go deeper within our own information. So were you specifically impressed by any specific process that you did this weekend, Stevie? Which one did you like the best?
Absolutely. I was really impressed when Lisa Barnett had us do a process that had to do with jealousy.
Talk about that.
Well, when we were first asked to put down any situations in our own life that had to do with jealousy, and this was before we opened our records. And so I was kind of thinking, oh, well, I know this situation in my own life. And then I opened the records, and wow, I kind of got zapped with something out of the blue.
How was it different?
Totally different, a totally different situation, but one that just totally tugged at my heartstrings, and it was work that I knew I needed to do.
Had you forgotten about it?
No, I wanted to bury it.
Oh, wanted to bury it. Okay. By the way, if you hear a buzz or a beep, that means usually we've got a caller on the line. So
okay.
If you hear it and I don't, you've got to let me. I think I've got a caller.
Okay.
Okay. So this idea of jealousy, we were working with jealousy as a way to help us better understand ourselves, our core issues of ourselves. I see. And how did it resolve for you?
It resolved in the record keeper's telling me that I needed to do the forgiveness prayer,
okay,
and to grace that through,
okay,
and to move on,
okay,
to let it go and
move on.
To give
you folks a little bit of a better idea what we're talking about when we say the record keepers. We're talking about the Akashic record keepers, the masters, teachers, and loved ones, lords of the Akasha. Those are the wonderful infinite beings of light that we connect with when we say our sacred prayer. And it's those wonderful beings that actually help us understand more about what's going on. And we have conversations with them very much, they're very real to us, and the information is very profound. And so the idea here is when we're talking about gracing things, there are a series of procedures or techniques, if you will, by actually touching certain parts of your hand that will activate energy centers that help clear our physical, our mental, our spiritual, and our emotional bodies. And they're called grace points. And so when Stevie was talking about how to grace something, what she was talking about is that she got the issue. The issue was troublesome. The issue needed to be cleared. And the way she cleared it was she actually touched a grace point on her hand that allowed the shift in her energy field to release and neutralize that memory or even that event or that situation. And so learning about the grace points is something you actually do in just a level one. And it can be extremely helpful because you don't have to be in the records to learn, to work with the grace points. Or you can be in the records to work with the grace points. So it works either way, right? Sure, yeah. So do you have your own practice in Florida? You see people on a regular basis?
I have people who I have done consultations for. And I myself am looking to expand that.
That's great. That's
yeah.
Great. And so what kind of work do you do when you're not doing records work?
I do a lot of different things. I have had the great blessing of being able to take a little bit of time off from a family business that we have. And I've recently done, with the help of the record keepers, I used their gift to create a quilt for the Akashic Records.
Yes. Yes.
And, the design was from them and the work through them, so it was really interesting to do.
And how long did it take you to make that quilt?
Actually, that quilt was done. The design was started in August, but the quilt was done in a week, and what was so profoundly exciting to me is I normally don't have a lot of things go wrong when I'm sewing, but this time I did. I would have panicked before. And this time the record keepers just said, be calm and it'll work out, and it did.
Well, can you describe your process about how you created the quilt and the design? How did you use the Akashic Records and the record keepers to design it?
Okay. Well, I knew that for our conference this weekend, I wanted to be able to contribute something to a silent auction that we have. And so as I was thinking about what I could best contribute, I love to quilt, and I thought, what better gift could I give than to quilt something? And it was almost immediately that the design entered my head. And then it was a matter, since I'm not a great drawer, of figuring out how they were going to help me get this down on paper and then transform it to the material.
And how'd that happen? I mean, talk about that. This is what's interesting about this, folks, is the fact that you can use the Akashic Records in every area of your life. And so what we're listening to Stevie describe is how she actually consciously opened her Akashic Records. And then she brought forth the process was, you asked to design something that you would be able to bring to conference.
Right.
We had a silent auction, so people bid on various products. Some were handcrafted, and some were just whatever donations, or people bought things or whatever. But this particular quilt was absolutely magnificent because it had the seven-pointed star that was huge, a huge seven-pointed star, which is a symbol of Akashic Record Consultants International. It's our logo. So talk to the folks about how you actually created this, Stevie.
Okay. So as I am, thank you, Donna, for the compliment on the quilt. But as I was sitting there and the picture came into my head, the quilt is a lap quilt size, which is about 48 by 68. And I saw light coming from the heavens, from the Creator, from God. And so that became the right side of my quilt, a white piece of material that came down into the star. And then I don't know if you noticed this or not, but the record keepers actually had me draw circles. There are seven circles that were quilted around that star, so the light, and they said, they told me colors and, you know, things to do. What was so very interesting for the process for me is that when I went to pick the material out to do it, I initially had, you know, one set of colors and things in my mind, but it was almost as if they directed me to the material that I needed to pick. It was the background material was a light blue with yellow dots in it that look like a universe of stars.
Yes.
And then, you know, I was walking through the quilt store thinking, how do I do the star itself? And the batiks came to me with the blues and the purples. And then, of course, the white outline of the satin stitch that I did around the whole thing. I had a little bit of difficulty in drawing that star.
Yeah, it's a seven-pointed star, which is a little bit hard to draw because you have to have them all equal, and they're not.
Right. So I was pretty much, you know, how am I going to get this done? And the record keeper said, call your son, who is an incredible drawer, and sure enough, he put that star together for me on a pattern, on a heavy piece of material or paper, so that I could then use that as my pattern to cut the star out. And then I retraced it in a smaller version because there are two stars, on one on top of each other.
Yeah, it was magnificent, and it's big too. How large was that star?
Star, interesting that you should ask that. From top to bottom was, I believe, like about 30 inches.
30 inches.
From top to bottom, and then the same across.
Right. So it was in circumference was 30 inches around, correct?
Actually, no, I'm sorry. It was 22, half of it, so it was 44.
Okay, so it's 44.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Did you get the actual did you get the actual dimensions when you were creating, or did your son open his records? Is he at all?
No, he's interested but has not learned to do this yet. And actually, you know, it did not occur to me. At the more I work in the records, the more I realize that asking thing is
yes.
so important.
Right.
So I did kind of wing that on my own, and I wish I will do that, Donna. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is what we want to know is that, or realize is that we can use the records, and they will direct us in every area of life. So the next time you create a quilt like that, you can actually infuse your intention into the quilt itself based on what your what the record keepers tell you or what you want to create, as well as they will tell you the dimensions of things, and you can go from there. It's pretty cool. It's very cool. Very cool. So how many classes have you taken of the different Akashic Record classes, Stevie?
I've taken level one once, level two twice, and level three once.
Which one did you like the best?
It would be hard. Level one for me was literally a life-changing experience.
Can you talk about that?
Wow. Okay. Level one was life-changing for me in literally and spiritually. Literally because I drove from Jacksonville, Florida to Asheville to take that class, and I was going, it was being given in a woman's home that was, she was building and is still there, building a spiritual center. And on my way, there was a sign for an old business that my husband and I used to have that was a great love of both of ours and ended in not the best way it could have. And it was an immediate aha moment for me of what was to come for the weekend.
How was that?
I just kind of said, whoa, I don't know what this is about, but the odds of having this sign on a building driving to the place where I am to take this class,
yeah.
there is something going to happen. And the record keepers, during that weekend, we were asked to go back to our rooms and open our records before we came into class the next day, because the classes are all two-day classes.
Right.
And so our second day was going to go from 1 to 5. And we had that morning free, and we were told, open your records. And so I did kind of wondering, oh, am I really going to be able to do this? And I was patient, and I did kind of have to sit there believing, am I really doing this? And all of a sudden, I was just kind of slammed with the fact that because of how our business had ended, that I had some major trust issues that I needed to deal with. And it was so profound that when I walked in to the class that day, everybody kind of looked at me and said, whoa, what happened to you? And I said, oh, can I share this? Can I share this, Rosemarie? And she said, well, you know, you don't have to, but if you want to. And me, I just, like, blurted everything out that it happened.
Yeah.
And you know, so it was really an amazing experience.
That's great. So what you folks need to understand is when Stevie talks about being slammed, I just want to make a comment. It's not slammed in a negative way necessarily. It's really about the idea here is that when you work with the Akashic Records, it opens your centers of information within your body. And the information that it opens within your body help you gain the insight like Stevie was talking about insight about why certain things have happened, how it has affected you, and it, the trust, and there was like, we were talking about, the idea is that one must trust themselves. And trusting oneself is probably one of the major difficulties that we have as human beings. You know, trusting our minds and our bodies, sometimes trusting our thoughts, trusting ourselves around decision making. So it can be a little daunting, if you will. And then using the Akashic Records as a way to, as a barometer, if you will, or a way of gaining insight, can be not only comforting, but it can actually take you on or to new levels of information. And to give you an idea, what we're talking about is this sacred prayer that we're talking about. This sacred prayer has been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. It was given in to us by Johnny Prohaska, as well as it was our founder, Mary Parker, is the one. Mary Parker is our founder, and she lives in Odessa, Texas. She was here this weekend with us, and so we were when we use it. The prayer itself, as I said, is a vibrational key. It's interesting. I've got Nikki here, and so she's asking a question. She just showed it to me she wrote it down. She wants to understand why the seven-pointed star. And the seven-pointed star actually appeared to Mary Parker in a dream, and she was told she would work under the symbol. The star itself is an ancient symbol of truth. And this seven-pointed star actually appeared on the clothing of the Pleiadians that actually brought forth the prayer itself to Mexico, actually to the Mayans. And so because it brought forth the symbol was brought forth, that's exactly what why we use the star today. And so that's that. I hope that answers your question, Nikki. Did you have any other questions?
No, I just felt that when Stevie was talking about the quilt, I wanted all the listeners to understand the significance of the star.
Okay.
And where that came from and the energy that is being worked with.
Right. Yeah, see, the interesting thing about that star is that there's something, it's an ancient symbol, but that actual symbol of the seven points can be researched for multiple levels and dimensions of information as to what the various points of the star actually access in the universe. That this is interesting information because I've not heard this before, and the record keepers are talking to me now, that when you lay that star down, that it's not one dimensional. No matter where it is, no matter where it is, or no matter how it is appears, it is always a holographic image, and it is always a multi-dimensional image, so that it moves, okay, and it accesses the points, actually point out into the universe to access different dimensions of not only consciousness but of knowledge. And so you may look at it and it looks flat, but it's really not flat. It stands up. It's almost like it's like a holograph. Go ahead. Yes.
You know, this is just so interesting that this came up, because if there are listeners out there who quilt, they'll know that when you do the appliqué process, it is often difficult to keep your work straight on the cloth. And what actually ended up happening to me is that when I got done appliquing the star onto the quilt, there was a huge puff in the middle. And I was like,
what am I going to do with this? I've never had anything that I applique be quite so off of the material. So there is a technique when you quilt that is called Tripunda. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong, so maybe somebody will let us know. But Tripunto, sorry. And you actually fill whatever you are quilting you or appliquing. You fill it with a material. Well, I did that, and the first time I did it, it looked terrible. And I was like, what am I going to do now? And then somebody at the store that I went to have it quilted, which is another whole story that happened, said to me, well, I think if you just quilt it along the light stripes, the white stripes that I had on top of it, it'll be fine. And when I finished with it, it was still multidimensional in
right.
a way,
yeah.
but really certainly looked like something I would be happy bringing.
Oh, and it was absolutely gorgeous. But what's interesting about this star, what I'm receiving, is that even if you see it laying flat, because it goes in seven different directions, it exemplifies the multiple directions that we can take from our free will choice, that there's never just one way. So that we are always at a crossroads, we're always at a point of light, no matter where we are. And so that whenever we have a decision to make, what the record keepers are saying now is that we need to imagine standing in the center of that star and allowing those various points of light to direct us and illuminate our direction. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Before, Donna, when we were talking about me being slammed with the information the record keepers gave me, at that first level one, I just kind of wanted to go back because they said to me to talk about the fact that the record keepers never give us more than they know that we are able to accept in that moment.
Right, right.
And it's an ever-growing process.
Sure.
And I have come to think of it as an onion where we peel away the layers of the
right.
things that we want to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a new Level 1 manual that we just introduced, and one of the pieces in the Level 1 manual actually says that the record keepers will meet you where you are. They'll never tell you more than you need to know, and it's not because you're not supposed to have the information. It's just the idea that you receive what you're supposed to receive appropriately so that you can process it, and it's always loving. It's never critical. It's never, you should, you better, why didn't you? It's never accusatory. It's always loving and supportive. That's great. That's great. So now we have another question. No? Comment? What are we doing? Talk to me.
Excuse me. Well, it was when Stevie was talking about that being slammed, what really the image that I was getting was actually like the doors being blown open, like inner doors just blown open by the wind that allows you to walk more into yourself and into your own inner knowing to better trust and love yourself. And so you were saying you walk into your information, that you're ready wherever you're at, ready to deal with, ready to uncover some deeper truth about yourself and about what's going on.
That was Nikki Lopresti, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki's been on the program many, many times asking questions. She has great questions. And so this, by the way, this program is fueled by your questions. And so if you're out there and you're listening, I want to give you some contact information and some information for you to be able to go and get more about what you need. If you want to know more about the Akashic Records, we ask you to go to www.akashicrecordconsultantsinternational.org. You can also come up to the BBS Radio website with Akashic Wisdom, and you'll see that I have all my information there. If you're at all curious about a level one class, there are classes listed on the Akashic Record Consultants International website. And actually, I have been remiss about putting my classes up, so I do have one coming up in Cleveland at the end of the week, November 1st and 2nd. So if you're in the Cleveland area or would like to drive to that, you can certainly come to a level one class. And the level one class is where you learn how to access your own Akashic Records. And we're going to get you Stevie's contact information in just a minute, but if you have a question and you'd like to call in and talk to us here on Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, you can call toll-free here in the U.S. at 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada in the U.S., you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756, or if you're out of the country, our country code is 01, and you can get dialed direct at 01011. Well, if you're out of the country, I don't know what our country code is, I hope. You can call direct at 530-876-3222. So that kind of gives you an idea of how to contact us, and feel free to call in and ask any questions that you might have about the Akashic Records or about your life. We have a new person that joined us. Her name is Roberta Clausen, and she is we have a question, and then we're going to get to you in a minute. Hello there, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Donna? This is Melody in San Diego.
Oh, Melody. How are you? Okay.
I'm
doing
well.
Melody
thank
from
you.
San Diego on the line. Okay, you've got a little bit of feedback going on there, Melody.
Okay, let me turn this down.
Okay, what's up for you?
I'm going home the 19th of next month.
Okay.
For 2 weeks.
All right.
And I'd like to know what I need to know to handle the situation when I get home with my sister and my mother.
So you want to understand what you need to know to handle the situation between your sister and your mother?
And myself.
And yourself. So what are you talking about? In other words, can you be a little bit more specific about what you need to know?
Well, my mother's 85.
Your mom's 85?
Yeah, she's 85, and she's not doing so hot.
Okay.
And my sister's very intolerant with her.
Okay. And does your sister live with your mom?
No, but she's very close.
So she's
nearby.
Okay, they're in Hawaii, right?
Right.
Okay, so they're in Hawaii, and so you sounds like your sister's a caretaker of your mom.
Somewhat, yes.
And she's very impatient. So what do you need to know about that?
Well, I need to know what's the best thing for me to do while I'm there with them.
So you want to understand how you can best work with your mother and your sister when you go home.
Right.
So just notice something, ladies and gentlemen. We can't exactly tell Melody what to do, but what we can do is give her guidance is how she can best work with her relatives for their highest good and for Melody's highest good.
Primarily for my highest good.
Well,
it's a difficult situation for me to handle and to be in.
Why is it difficult for you to be in there?
It's just always upsetting to me.
Why is that? Why is it always upsetting?
I tend to get pushed around by both of them.
You get pushed around by both your sister and your mother?
Yes.
So have you now you took a level one. Have you talked to the record keepers yourself?
Not about this.
Well, here's what's coming forward is some questions you may want to ask, okay?
Okay.
All right, first of all, you want to talk to your record keepers about helping you with your own set of boundaries.
Okay.
The reason that's important is because what you want to ask is How can I establish? I hope you're writing this down.
I am.
Okay. How can I establish healthy boundaries between myself and my mother, and the same thing between myself and my sister? So, and then from that question, you want to understand what do I need to know about feeling rejected and overwhelmed by their words and attitude. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
And so the idea here is that you're going to want to be able to really get real clear about what your next step is, or where your shields need to be up when you go there. I'm going to let everybody talk to you in a minute, but what I want to share with you is the first thing that's coming forward here as we're talking is that I don't know if you're aware of it or not, or if it's an underlying belief system, but there's a part of you that feels guilty, and because you feel guilty, you allow yourself to be pushed around. Does that make sense?
It feels that way.
I mean, it may have nothing to do with truth.
It's not true, and
right.
My sister's been very abusive to me.
And how is she, older, younger?
She's 3 minutes younger.
Oh, she's your twin.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and she's always been abusive, and I've been putting a stop to it, and it creates a lot of problems when she doesn't get her way, and I don't do exactly what she wants me to.
Okay, so it's created a lot of problems when she doesn't get her way, and you don't do what she wants to do. Okay, so I'm
going to. Yeah, and it gives me problems.
Say again.
And it gives me problems.
Gives you problems. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to you about five more minutes, and we're going to and we're going to let everybody have a comment for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So first, we're going to go to Stevie. And Stevie, this is Melody.
Yes.
Hi, Melody.
Hi, Stevie.
What the record keepers are telling me is that something that may help you greatly when you are with them in their presence. Is when something comes up that seems disagreeable to you or it seems unpleasant that's happening, for you to stop and step back, take a big deep breath, and listen to not the words that they're saying, but what they are really saying. And that by stopping before you talk and stepping back and taking a few deep breaths, this will give you the ability to be objective and see what is happening rather than be in the midst of what's going on.
I've always been the mediator between everyone.
Right.
And, I moved out of that position, and every time I go home, I'm right back in that position, and I would like to help them grow so that they don't put me there anymore.
Well, okay, so you feel that you have always been the mediator between them, and that you would like... say that again.
I would like to help them grow.
You would like to help them
into
grow.
A loving relationship for all three of us.
Right. And the record keepers are telling me that the only person that you can work with is yourself, and that by setting an example for them, that is the only way that will make that happen. You can't have them change.
Okay.
So you can only take care of yourself. And that by taking care of yourself and being objective when you are there and possibly not allowing them to put you in the middle, then you'll remove yourself from that. But it's nothing that they can do, that you have to be the one to do that.
Okay.
And Donna, I think, I think we have a couple other comments for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
Melody, here we're going to go. Nikki has something she'd like to tell you, and then maybe Roberta has a comment for you. Oh, no, maybe Roberta doesn't. All right. Well, we know definitely that Nikki doesn't, and we're really appreciative of this call because it's very key to what we were working on today earlier in the workshop. Hold on. Here's Nikki.
Hi, Melody.
Hello.
Hi there. Well, what I'm getting that's coming up as like a core issue is that there's really an equality issue coming up here between you and your sister. And I get that, like, it's always you're feeling like she has her way, she has her say. But so it's like, how can you? And I'm also getting that there's some then to ask yourself, possibly in your own records work, about some jealousy issues coming up between you and your sister about freedom to say what you want to when you want to.
Like, she's not free to say what she wants to, or I'm not?
No, that you're feeling you're not
okay.
Free to say that and be respected in what you're saying.
I always hold back.
Right. Well, why are you holding back?
Because if I don't want to pick a fight with her because she gets very nasty.
Well, but it's not really picking a fight if you're just stating your position. If you're just saying your position, if she can say her position, then why are you not feeling that you're free and able to say your position? And so you could do some work about that. And what was coming up today that I'll share with you and the listeners regarding the jealousy issue, regarding someone pushing your buttons, it's really an opportunity to look at that person as a mirror and what they're showing and what they're revealing to you about a quality or something you're wanting to express in yourself. And so that resentment is going out to the other person because you're not being able to express something in yourself that you see that they're expressing. And so you want to express that in yourself. So what are these things in yourself that you're really wanting to express and put out there? And how does it honor you to hold these things in? It doesn't.
You're right. It doesn't. It just creates more conflict for me.
Well, right.
Myself.
Right, it does. Exactly. You're getting all this inner turmoil within yourself that they might not even be aware of because you're kind of stewing in your own juices just because you're not speaking your mind. But at least if you would say what you have to say and put it out there, then it's very clear your position.
Okay.
And I'll give it back. Donna has one other point to wrap this up then.
Thank you so very much.
Melody, one of the things the record keepers are coming forward is for you to explore why you do not feel worthy enough to speak your truth.
Okay.
And the issue here has to do with by not speaking your truth, you maintain your position of victim. And maintaining your position of victim creates an energy that allows and translates to not just your mother and your sister, but to other people in your life. This is a pattern.
Okay.
Of not speaking your truth. So what happens is that you walk around not speaking your truth, then feeling like the victim, and then what happens is that victim energy actually goes out from you and seeks to prove itself right. And when it goes out and seeks to prove itself right, it manifests in other situations where you then come bump up against feeling like a victim again and not speaking your truth. And it just cycles.
Okay.
Can you see how that happens in your life?
Is some of this inherited from my father?
Some of it you inherited from your father?
Yeah. Did I get some of this from my father?
Are you asking that question? Are you asking the question?
Yes.
The way of handling conflict has to do with your father backing down and you seeing it as and you aligning with that. So or actually it's a little bit of both. It's almost like your father backed down. You wanted to be a little bit like your father. Almost, it was almost like your father and you against your mother and your sister. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so the idea here is that if you might want, you might notice that it didn't really work for him either.
No.
Okay? And so because it didn't, you know, so you may want to be really clear with yourself that and ask yourself, why am I emulating something that didn't work?
Okay.
And how can I shift that into feeling good about myself and speaking my truth? Now, here's the other piece. When you don't speak your truth, you then allow people to put you in a position that makes you feel less than. And again, it's not just a victim, but it's a less than feeling that you go out and it cycles so that the more you feel that, the more you find people that will prove that for you.
Okay. So this is all rings true.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm hearing that also has to do, there's a certain aspect within your relationships at home as well.
Yes, that's here
also. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea here is you have to actually take yourself, what I'm hearing is you have to really, this is the process. The process is you need to really look in the mirror. It's an actual looking in the mirror. And with your records open, look in the mirror and ask to be told the truth about who you truly are.
Okay.
And ask the record keepers to help you neutralize your fear of standing in your truth.
Okay.
And if for some reason this call and this information, you get off the phone and you say, that's too hard, I don't want to do that, you've got to ask why. Why do you want to remain stuck in this pattern? Why is it safer for you to be in this groove of being a victim than it is stepping out?
No, I want to move out of this.
Right. So if you want to move out of it, then you have the tools now, okay,
uh-huh.
to gain the information you need to be able to move into a better sense of enlightenment. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? In other words, like, do you feel equipped now When are you going home, by the way?
The 19th of November.
Okay, so here's what I'd like to suggest. I want you to go into your records. I want you to experiment with this. I want you to get some information. If that doesn't work for you, I want you to call me back. You can call me back privately, and we'll set up an actual consultation.
Okay.
Okay, because something like this, you know, this is a real coaching piece.
Yes.
That you and I can work on. With actual processes and procedures, words that you can actually move into, and that will assist you in putting your boundaries up for when you go away.
So,
but it's going to take a little bit more time than 10 minutes on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it just brought up something else that I thought of that we can talk about later.
Okay, all right. So again, work on this yourself. And if you feel that you want some additional help, call me. We'll set up a time, and we'll work on the phone. And what I also suggest is, again, you know, be kind to yourself, Melody. This has been a lifelong pattern for yourself.
It has been.
It has. And so the idea of expecting it to go away within an instant, you know, you're setting yourself up to be a victim again because you're going to say, I can't do it. Don't prove that to yourself. Say you want to take baby steps to get you where you need to go. Okay, today is like the end of November. You have 2 weeks to get yourself in shape so that you can feel loving and strong. See, that's the key. You want to feel loving and strong. And the
yeah.
loving part isn't necessarily, okay, to your mom or to your sister. That's nice. But the person you want to feel the most loving towards is yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, good. Now, you've got my phone number, don't you?
I'm sure I do.
I'll give it to you. It's 216-691-1233. That, you can call that number 24 hours a day and leave a message, and anybody else who wants to call it can do that, too. You can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. But before we, so I really want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
This was helpful for a lot of people. You know, I want you to know that you've done a great service by asking these questions. This, you have no idea the pebble in the pond that you have dropped that has helped not only the people in this room, but has helped every listener out there.
Well, thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for caring enough about yourself to want to shift.
And I'll call you in the next week or two.
That's great. Okay, sweetie.
Thanks,
right.
Donna.
Okay, take care.
Good night.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so before we're coming close to almost this time is over. You know, time flies when you're having fun. Now, doesn't it, ladies? I want Stevie to give you her contact information if you'd like to call her for a telephone consultation. And I'm going to turn the phone over to Stevie, then we're going to turn the phone over to Nikki, and we'll see where we go from there. Okay, hold on.
Donna, thank you. This is Stevie Levine, and my contact information is 904-545-2447. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. You could also email me at slevine@pinnaclemail, that's P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, mail, M-A-I-L, .com. Thank you, and I'll turn the phone back to Donna.
Okay, now we're going to turn the phone over, and you can get Nikki's contact information. Hold on.
Thank you, Donna. I can be reached at akashicmatrix@gmail.com, and my cell phone number is 216-374-2906.
That's a new email, and you've got a list. That's a great email, akashicmatrix@gmail.com, Miss Nikki. That's great. And we only have about a few minutes left, but we had one of our other colleagues to join us. Her name is Roberta Clausen. And Roberta, I just want to talk to you for a minute and say hello and welcome. And so if you would just come on, we're going to switch seats here, you know. We had a little bit of interruption before because I guess we were being loud and security came in to talk to us. Hold on. So, Roberta, tell everybody where you're from and what you do with the Akashic Records.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I work as an Akashic Records consultant. If you'd like to contact me, my contact information is Roberta, that's Robert with an A, Clausen, like the pickle, @Juno, like the planet, @Juno.com, and my phone number, 210-310-5601. And the blessings of the record keepers be with you. I'll give it back to Donna.
Thank you, Roberta. So we have a room full of wonderful consultants here in Chicago. And what I want to tell you, and we're almost out of time, what I want to tell you is that Nikki made a wonderful point. When you're moving into, this is for everyone out there, this is not, and for Melody. When you're looking in the mirror, it's really about honoring yourself. It's about helping yourself know what not only is best for you, but what helps you feel the most powerful. Not from an egotistical point of view, but from an honoring point of view. Because only you can change you, can help you, and can heal you. And it's when you look into your heart and express and expand your own divinity that you're able to find the strength to be who you truly are. It's very important that you all remember that we're all gifts from the divine. We've never been separated. We're all extensions of the divine. We're all loved and cherished by the divine. And for you all to take a beautiful deep breath, and as you move on from this time to your week ahead, I want you to know how deeply loved you are, how deeply cherished and appreciated you are, and how you, each one of you, has a very important mission on this planet at this time. Thank you for agreeing to be here. And so I'm going to close the records now. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light. We ask that everyone listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll be talking to you from Cleveland next week after the level one. So call me if you're interested. Love you all. Bye-bye. We're not sure what happened to Don. Don, are you there? Hello? Time for another show, Don.